I'm Brian from San Pedro, California.
Hello, Brian. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't know if my story is all that strange these days. It was about 1992. I was in Puerto Escondido, Oaxaca, Mexico, which is way down in Mexico. And I went to bed, and I was awoken by something, and I propped myself up in my bed, and I'm face to face with which I now know is referred to as a gray. I mean, his face was right in my face, and I didn't know what the word terror meant until that night. I was totally terrified, and then it jumped back, and then I could see over in my room about three or four more of them standing at the around a tall one, then I was hit with a brilliant white beam of something, which jolted me, I'd say about 10 to 12 inches above my bed. It was like hovering and vibrating. And next thing I know, I'm being grabbed around the ankles and pulled by my arms. And next thing I know as I'm seeing like the brilliant white light and a fog. It was like a foggy white light, brilliant, with the figures moving around me. And
were you like in a spacecraft, do you think?
Before I assumed I must have been in my room, but the more as time goes by and I kind of see it more clearly, I couldn't have been in my room. No, it was I seem to have seen some other like beds. And possibly there was somebody else on them as well. But this, I couldn't talk about it to, people because of, they didn't want to talk to me after that, sort of thing. But here's the strange thing about it was that about 12 years later, I brought my daughter, my 16-year-old daughter, down to Mexico with me to the same exact town.
Right.
And we had a nice time down there, and then we returned home, and the very next day, she was spent the night at a friend's house. She and her friend had the exact same thing happen to them. She was looking out a window, and they saw which I thought was a bright planet or something, and they were watching it, and it turned out to be a UFO. It came to the window, shot a beam of light into the room. Well, before that, she saw a face of an alien right at the window.
Same thing, almost that happened to you. They're following your family for some reason.
Yes, well, that's apparently what's happening. But it was quite a thing. The beam of light came in the room, and five of these creatures came in through like balls of light inside this beam of light, and then they were going about the room, and they did something to my daughter's arm, but anyway, they tell the story, and with very, very much detail, and they only tell a story that took place about 20 or 30 minutes, but it was, this occurred at 12 midnight around, or 11, and it wasn't until 4 in the morning that they both were screaming at the top of their lungs and woke the woman's the other girl's mother up.
Incredible. Was there ever a point that you or your daughter ever felt threatened by these beings?
My daughter and her friend were not. They were actually very curious and all that. But when they did something to my daughter's arm, she freaked out. There was did something to her right arm. Me, I was terrified and. It was horrible, a horrible experience. I would never like to...
Something you would not recommend to your friends?
Absolutely not. It's absolutely terrifying. And my daughter, and also for 10 years, I was not able to sleep or be alone in my bedroom without the light on. I slept with the light on for 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, I would guess that something indeed did happen to you somehow. And the mere fact that something happened to your daughter, too, just kind of backs that up. There's some reason why they have singled you out and now your family.